block talk. We talking on the block.
Meek Mill is giving everybody bicycles and PlayStations and shit like that. He should have opened up a Meek Mill Center. All that money, he could have opened up a center where kids can go play basketball. So it would have been two centers. It would have been the Martin Luther King Center, and then it would have been the Meek Mill Center.
It is two centers. It's right across the street from each other. Why don't you see them? The brand new joint that
just built. You're not getting what I'm saying. You're not getting the bigger picture.
Why, how are you going to do that? It's two centers right across the street.
I'm saying, period. It don't have to be some. It don't have to be there. Naeem, you're not. I'm talking about the bigger picture. Why not, when you're rich, why not do something and like a memorial of yourself? You know what I'm saying? Like, build, have a building for, you know, in your name, and it represents something for your hood or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, to just get all the bread, but like Bull said, he was like, man, that money is just enough. It's not a lot. He said it's rap. He was like, people
any
thinking. He said,
your
yeah. He said,
get bigger.
Yep. He said the money ain't enough, because he said if you into cars, if you into clothes, if you into drugs, if you into a lot of shit, you ain't gonna have no money. Cause your money done went into your big ass house. Your money done went into your little car, and your money done went into your juice. Now he said you gotta go on the road and pay for all that shit. He said you might be on the road for like 5 years just paying for that shit. That's how they get their money now. I just look at it like this. All right, he doing a reform thing, and that's good. He doing some justice in the world.
Right.
But what about everybody else?
What about
the people that came before him? You know what I'm saying? Why do it have to take him? He ain't no fucking genius. You know what I'm saying? The want to put money in the community and shit like that. That's common fucking sense. Bro, if the community supported you the whole time.
Who you talking about?
I'm talking about rappers. If the community supported you the whole time, then why turn your back on the community? Why not put no money back into the community? They done paid their money to look at you and all that other bullshit. Why you ain't putting no money back in the community? But I'm just saying, if it was me being the person that I am, I would be broke, because I would be putting all my money would go into buildings and stuff like that. Mine would be invested, and I would ask for the long-term money. You know what I'm saying? I would get the long-term. So I wouldn't probably even see no money from that shit, because, you know what I'm saying, it's building up. And y'all would probably see it. You know what I'm saying? But these motherfucking celebrities and shit, they getting white wives. They going out of the black culture, and they just doing too much, man. They just really doing too much, and I just feel like it's like fucked up. I feel like it's fucked up. Like, y'all can fuck who y'all wanna fuck, but it gotta be a limit to this shit. Now, y'all gonna fuck the white girls, y'all gonna fuck the white girls. That's what it's supposed to be. Ain't nobody tell y'all to marry the fucking white girls. You know what I'm saying? Now, the fucking black queens, they looking all like, damn, what about us? They making us look, because we got to have long, that's why all these bitches wearing weaves and shit now. Because y'all men fucking with these white bitches. So now all these black bitches got to have the eyelashes, got to have the long weave in their hair, looking all European, Indian, and fucking Portuguese and shit. I don't know what the fuck. All I know is that shit break my face out regardless of what weave it is. I don't give a fuck what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I'm just like, man, this shit is crazy, man. Like, they need to do more for their community, man. All these rappers came from Philadelphia. It was so many rappers from Philadelphia. Look at New York. You know what I'm saying? All them rappers go to New York. They come from New York. I don't know if they put money in New York. New York already had money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't fucking know. All I'm worried about is our community in Philadelphia. In Philadelphia, all we got is an old ass Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King is history. What about now? All these motherfucking upcoming people that step forward, that got a platform to speak on and then do something. What about now? Martin Luther King, old as shit.
People want to wait till they die to become
exactly.
Like,
why wait till you die when you can build a monument or something now?
Or some people do it
and be involved
they
with
try
it.
Try to do some of that shit. It's like Meek said.
This is a community center.
Not the community center, bro. You just talking about being a politician, all that shit. You see, they could put a target on you.
No.
They ain't gotta be a politician to get a community center.
Man,
they ain't gotta be there.
I think this is what I think the solution should be. The solution should be everybody stop following all the fads and shit. Just be themselves. Create your own shit now. Now that y'all know that y'all can create y'all own shit, everybody should create their own shit. Alright, you might can't create a TV.
No!
Fuck it. That's a loss that we gotta take. Can't create a TV, but we can create clothes. We whatever you wanna create, we can create. We can grow food, whatever. I'm just saying, black people need to put more into it. You know what I'm saying? Put some more thought into this shit and stop just letting everybody douche everything for us, which I'm talking about the government. Put food in our mouths, make things for us, and then have us buy this shit. Come on, man. Hold on, let me talk. But that's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? The solution is everybody stop with the fad. Be their own individual person. Stop trying to look like this nigga on TV. Stop trying to look like that bitch on TV, because you're not. You will never be her and you will never be him. So stop trying to look like them. If you go on pages of African people, all them niggas got on fake clothes. It don't make me. I'm like, all them niggas got Gucci. All them niggas got Louis Vuitton. That shit fake. But they stamp they shit on it. You can't tell. Why? Because all of it, if everybody wearing it, how can you say it's fake? You know what I'm saying? Only us Americans can say, oh, that shit fake. They don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? They putting their own stamp on it, making that shit. You know what I'm saying? They took that shit. Like, we can't even copyright the shit down here. But if we went down there, we probably could copyright every fucking thing down there. Because they copyrighting shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm just saying, like, that shit is a fad, and everybody needs to get over the fad. The fad goes for everything. It goes financially. It goes fucking with females, how you think a female should be. In your image, okay, you would think, you would always want a bad bitch. But them bad bitches come like once every 10 years or some shit like that. You ain't gonna get a bad bitch all the time. Just because them rappers got bad bitches doesn't mean you won't get a bad bitch. They on different kinds of levels. They looking for different types of niggas. You know what I'm saying? You ain't in the class of that shit. You know what I'm saying? The type of shit, like, real rap. Let me tell you. All-Star Weekend. If you a real bitches be at All-Star Weekend. Why? Because that's where all the real niggas come to fuck out. So if you ain't a real bitch from Philly going to All-Star Weekend, then you ain't no real bitch. And I'm gay, and I'm a fucking soft butch, but I fucking even know that. Bitch, you want some money, bitch, go to All-Star Weekend, bitch. You fucking come out with 50 racks out that bitch. Fucking tricking, bitch. That's in Miami and all that other bullshit, trust me. Listen, but I'm saying, man, it's not what you do, it's how you do it. And all these motherfuckers need to stop following Instagram. Stop being Instagram whores, thoughts or whatever like that. Stop. These niggas need to stop being Instagram. Like, y'all niggas, like, I look at it like this. I can look at y'all Facebook and Instagram, right? And tell what type of nigga y'all is just from y'all Facebook and Instagram. I can tell if you a conceited nigga, if you a nigga that always like the, I can tell if you take care of your kids from your fucking Instagram or your Facebook page. You know what I'm saying? All you gotta do is look at the dates. Like, oh, that's nigga. If you ain't smart, you can tell. You can look at everybody. They put their whole life on social media. If you look at my social media, you can say, I go to work, I like to party, and I take care of my child. Those three things you can look at my social media and tell straight from the door. If I was just meeting you off of, if I was in your DM mm-hmm. or anything, and you trying to talk to me and I'm trying to talk to you, but like, let me see what this nigga is about. Okay, he got his kids. He got his kids. He got his kids. He got his kids. Mm-hmm. He got, okay, he got his kids. Oh, I see him out with his mans. He liked the party. All right, he liked the party. He liked the party. He liked the party. All right, he with his kids. He with his kids. All right, he at work. He at work. All right, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But if you see nothing but this nigga posted on the corner every time he take a pic, nigga, I already know what you doing. Mm-hmm. That's common fucking sense. Right. Nigga, you ain't got nothing else to show. Your pictures say 1,000 words. Mm-hmm. If every time this nigga posted on the corner in a white t-shirt, nigga, tell me what that is about. That's a statistic right there.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I can tell right now that he probably doing something he don't supposed to be doing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You can tell a working man, they post their shit. You know what I mean? Post their uniform, all that shit. You can tell.
Right,
trust
right.
me. Look at that shit. You can tell. You be like, man, this motherfucker's a weirdo. This motherfucker don't do nothing. This motherfucker don't do nothing. Like, that's how I look at social media now. Mm-hmm. Like, you gotta, like, be smart about this shit because that shit will take control of you. You know what I'm saying? You all in your phone. Motherfuckers is stuck. You know what I'm saying? Some people is stuck. They stuck in their phone and they stuck in that social media shit. And they so worried about likes, who like they shit, and who talking about them. They trying to be so relevant all the time. You know what I'm saying? And it's not just with females. It's niggas too. I seen a nigga post, I'm single. That's some bitch shit. Who, what type of nigga gonna post, I'm single now? What type of shit is that? I said, that's some bitch ass shit. I said, I hope he a faggot. I said, I hope he a faggot. That nigga ain't a faggot. That nigga said some bitch shit, though. Niggas is saying bitch shit. I'm single now. Come on, now.
Mm.
Like, come on. That's the crazy.
I'm
saying.
I'm
looking at that shit, man, and I'm like, this shit is upside down, man.
But you
don't even, and then you see if you meet somebody off of social media, it's not even the real them, cause they got all these filters and shit.
Mm.
So when you meet them, you be like, damn, you do got a body though. All right, I'm it's all
right.
Like,
right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't look too bad, but bitch, the motherfucking filters made you look bad as shit.
Mm.
Made you look like you had pretty eyes and all types of shit, bitch. Like, Like, I feel like I got catfish, bitch. Real rap, those was just my filters. What type of filters are you using? Put me the fuck on Snapchat. Oh, what the fuck? This some bullshit.
Mm-hmm. The makeup job. They throw the whole makeup on each job. Put mascara on through an app, throwing it up.
Yo, you look at everybody. You can look at everybody's Facebook, bro, and you can tell exactly what their life is about. I be looking at niggas. That's why I just be trying to post enlighten shit now. Enlighten shit, because I just be like, I be ready to just kill niggas for real, for real. I just be ready to just go off the map. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. I be like, it's just so fucked up. I'm like, not that I'm suicidal, because I'm not suicidal, but I just be ready to off niggas. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like them niggas that kill whoever killed Tone, I want to off them. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who the fucking niggas is, but I heard they was Puerto Rican. So now I want to off every fucking Puerto Rican. I feel some type of way about every fucking Puerto Rican. And that's like on some shit, like, because it hurts me, because I don't even know who killed him. You know what I'm saying? So now that I see Rika's face, I feel like all of them killed him. You know what I'm saying? So if I see that, why don't niggas see that all these white motherfuckers fucked us up? Or, I mean, they fucked our ancestors up. Why y'all not letting these niggas take responsibility of that? Why is we still working hard? Why is we struggling out here? We shouldn't have to struggle. What happened to our motherfucking 40 acres and our fucking mill? What the fuck happened? Ain't nothing happened. What y'all think, we forgot?
No, I just think it's out there. We just gotta claim it.
Yeah, I feel like we gotta claim our shit, but ain't nobody coming together on some shit like claim this shit. Like right now, I'm not even gonna lie. Fucking PHA. PHA got 187 properties for auction in June, right? Now, PHA don't have no tax liens on their properties. So that's free. That's basically you getting property with no taxes or nothing. You ain't got to worry about none of that shit. You understand what I'm saying to you? You ain't got to worry about none of that shit. That shit is, you got a clean slate with them houses. No liens. It might be fucked up, but you ain't got no, you don't owe no taxes on it. It ain't no back taxes. Right. Shit like that. Because PHA owned it. Now, if every fucking black person came together and put like $100, we could all got that 187 properties that ain't got no taxes, no liens, no back shit on there, nothing. They slate clean. 187 properties, if we all went in there and took them and all put in our bread, took them properties, then made them pay us quadruple the money to get them properties back, because that's what they want. That's what they want. You know what I'm saying? They want the properties. We really don't want the properties. We not really into that shit like they into that shit. We just want a roof over our heads. Nigga, if it wasn't all about property, and if we had our own, be able to build our own house however we wanted to build our house, you wouldn't be worried about I want this and I want that and I want this. Because when you got all your necessities that you need, it's nothing that else that you should want. Mm-hmm. That's greed. That's greed. If you want something more than you possibly can have, like, I'm just saying, if you just one nigga with a great big house, and then you want another great big house, that's greed. That ain't nothing but greed. That's nothing but greed. It's just crazy. Like, it's motherfuckers that live in great big houses and there's only two people in the house. Like Kevin Hart. It's just him, his two kids, his three kids, and his wife. That's a big-ass fucking house. Now, imagine Will Smith's house. And imagine Michael Jackson's house. All them houses. Guess how many black people could have lived in all them houses? In that fucking house. On them properties. Guess how many people could have been paying the taxes? And guess how many people could have been paying the taxes? Like, the crazy thing is, it's about putting another nigga on so they can pay the other, they can pay the shit. It ain't like, it's like, y'all thinking y'all, oh, y'all helping the nigga. Y'all is helping the nigga, but y'all putting him on so that now he can make you money too. So now, if you put this nigga on now, if you got all this money, and I put both of y'all on, now y'all bought houses and shit, and y'all got good jobs and shit, right? Now all I ask is y'all pay my taxes at the end of the year. Y'all got your own house. I done gave y'all like a half a mil. I gave y'all $500 a piece. I ain't ask y'all what y'all did with y'all bread, nothing. If I be like, yo, now it's time to look out for me, y'all can pay my taxes for 1 year or something like that, pay the taxes for the year, why shouldn't y'all do that for me? I done looked out for y'all. If the taxes came to $100,000 for that year, then that's what y'all gotta fucking pay. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what y'all gotta pay. Y'all gotta return the favor right back. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can't just take and not give back. That's what people fail to realize. Like, when motherfuckers do things for them, yes, it's from the heart. But when they come to you for something, you know what I'm saying? You should be able to do it. Don't matter what it is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You already owe that person a favor. It doesn't matter. Because they did their favor for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter what favor it is. If they need to stay for one night, it's still equaled up to the whatever. What is a night? Is like $40 a night, $50 a night at a hotel. You know what I'm saying? And you need to stay at night, it's still equaled up. You know what I'm saying? Eat all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's different ways that you can return favors back and forth to
people.
Like, you help one person get up, they might help you get somewhere else that you need to be. You know what I'm saying? And that's where the network coming in. But I just think, man, we got flat screens. We got all that shit. What about now? How we gonna get bread now without crossing the line where we gotta get locked up and our freedom is getting taken away? Without getting shot because niggas is hating on us because we probably selling a couple hoodies, a couple sweatpants with different logos or your own image in your head that you came up with and now they jealous. You know what I'm saying? How can you get around that? You want to make money, but you can't make too much money because niggas start getting jealous of you. Own niggas on your block looking at you. Like, damn, that nigga just pulled up in the Audi. Damn, that nigga just pulled up in the Benz. You know what I'm saying? What he doing? He got something in his house. Now they watching you. They watching when you come in and out. Oh, he ain't got no girl. It's just him. So now you a mark now because they know when you coming in and out. You ain't got no girl in there, so they know ain't nobody sitting in there, it's just you. So now you, what the fuck? They going in your crib. They ransacking your crib. Time they see you go out. They got somebody watching the block. That's how it go. Can't make too much money when you, you know what I mean, all by your lonesome and shit like that. You gotta have people around you. And you gotta have a fallback. Like, you gotta have a job or something. You can't just be out here making money and just making money, street money. Cause you gonna get street work. You gonna get street done. You gotta be a working man or a working woman and do your little shit on the side. Straight up. You know what I'm saying? Cause even if you get locked up, they gonna say, you're not civilized. You're not even a civilized citizen. You know what I'm saying? You out here, you not paying taxes. That's the first thing they worry about. The white man, that's what they worrying about. You paying taxes. And that's the first thing they looking at, is you paying taxes. Did this motherfucker pay taxes? This motherfucker ain't paid taxes for like 7 years. Lock his ass up. We gonna get some taxes out his ass. And they do. But that's what they look at, cause that shit about money. You paying taxes, you working, you think they gonna lock you up?
No.
You worth more to them working than locked up.
Young
Bus Podcast. Don't you agree? Listen, the podcast tonight is Don Wild in the building. And I ain't worried about them niggas. Just cause y'all got children. Yeah. Yeah, I'm in the building. Yeah, man. See, this is what. Let me break it down. This is Philly Block Talk. Let me break it down. Let me break it down for you guys. What can I say? This title is based on. Hold on. It's Block Talk. Wait.
The next thing.
Okay. Can I say something?
You're not gonna eat the dick and balls?
Okay, wait.
And that roller coaster goes for everybody. That's how a chick look at certain niggas. That's how a chick look at. That's just. Block Talk tonight, y'all, man. Insecure motherfuckers, man. Listen, one thing about Don Juan, I'm going to tell you this. I had my insecure ways. I ain't going to never say I wasn't never. Like, I'm not going to say that because that would be me frauding. But as time go on and you grow up and you really expand and see life for how it is, you not going to. Listen, like, one thing about me, bro, like, you know how, like, your girl will go out with her girlfriends and you be keep calling. I don't do that shit no more because that shit. Listen, you insecure. Like, you nutty as shit. Like, Ben, I used to do that shit when I was, like, 26. I'm about to be 30. Listen, when I used to do that shit, I used to feel like a dickhead. Like, damn, I'm a stalker. Like, I used to look at myself in the mirror. Like, I always realized where those shit when I was doing it. Some niggas do shit and don't realize it's weird. Like, you might be a stalker and you don't even know it. When I was a stalker, I looked at myself in the mirror like, nigga, you're a stalker. Cut it out.
Yo, this little ass dime not fitting my
Yeah, body. Like, some niggas will just keep doing it. When you realize who you is, and you willing to cut it out, that's real shit. Everybody can't do that. I can look at myself in the mirror if I'm doing some nut shit. I'd be like, yo, Rye, you is on some bitch ass. I don't know what the fuck happened to you over the year. I talk to myself. If you don't talk to yourself, I don't fucking know what the fuck wrong with you. I talk to myself in the mirror like, listen, nigga, you on some weirdo shit today, and you was on some weirdo shit that other day. I don't know what the fuck wrong with you. I don't know if you getting drunk too much. Like, anything to me. I don't know if you letting the pussy get to you that much or these niggas. Like, you got to question yourself sometimes. See, niggas don't do that. Niggas scared to question themselves. You can't be scared. You got to question yourself. You got to talk to you. Whoever said they don't talk to themselves is lying. Everybody talk to themselves. I ain't saying you going to walk out on the street like, yo, listen to them. Hey, how you doing?
Even
no.
Some people that do that.
Because they don't care. They gave up already. Those the give up people. And man, they gave up on life. They don't care no more. So they speaking out loud. Let me hit the weed tonight, man. I don't even smoke, bro. But it's block talk. So, you know, me and Ben ain't smoke. What they call this again, man? Oh, man. Soon I got to go to the store now. I gotta go to the store. I gotta go get me a Corona now because they gotta balance the weed out because I don't really smoke weed, so I gotta have a balance out.
You
but
smoke it too.
Man, we should smoke every night. Like, I just stopped. Like, I gotta stop. Like, just like I used to smoke cigarettes for 8 years. I stopped cigarettes.
Cigarettes are totally different.
No, it's not. It's addiction. It's a heavy addiction too. Cigarettes hard as shit to get off. But I just said, fuck it. I smoke a cigarette since I was 17. I stopped at 26. That's like fucking 8 years of cigarettes. And I just stopped. I ain't smoked a cigarette in like 5 years. I ain't popped a perk in like fucking motherfucker that said they can't stop, they lying. I was popping perks when I was 18 and stopped at 24. And I ain't smoked.
I stopped at 18.
I didn't pop a perk in so long. Motherfuckers just use an excuse. Like, motherfuckers just be using an excuse, bro. I'm telling you.
I had a 15. I just had a regular perk.
All right, now
I'm beyond. I thought you said 15 perks.
No, perk 15. Like, perk 20, perk 30.
Beer time.
Perk 30.
But,
That's half of it.
No, nigga, that's from strong.
But, man, like, niggas can stop. Niggas just don't want to stop. It's what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Life is what you want to do. You can wake up and be like, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to go do that. Like, it's what you want to do. Motherfuckers just make too many excuses in life now. It wasn't like that back then.
Up top, Washington. That's the shit. She from up here, wasn't she?
Boom.
Yeah, she's a star. Oh, look. Yo, she jumped right back up.
Let me send this joint to myself real quick.
She jumped right back the fuck up. Right back up.
Damn. Damn. Today, y'all. Today.
Well, hard as shit.
It's probably not.
Watch
up here. He said, watch up
here. Oh! Oh, shit! The fuck wrong with you?
Watch up here.
And this nigga's still alive?
She ain't bleeding or nothing. That shit probably was trickling and she just kept going.
Watch up this part of the joint. Watch this shit, man. Look, that shit make everybody lean back. Lean the forward. You hear? Bitch hit the deck. Shorty off the pole.
Damn.
You went right back.
Yeah,
man. That bitch can take a punch. That's what that is. Yeah, she had a few of them motherfuckers.
No, you have a concussion. It just be like You think it ain't that bad. Her shit gonna be fucked up for like 3-4 days.
Yeah, for sure.
She gonna get right on Instagram.
I'm around so high. You know, strip, you know, I want to spit out the window.
I said she probably
on
the
coupe
right now.
Yeah, but when she came down, that shit fucked her high.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Huh?
That shit fucked her high.
I know. I used to be high
as
shit
out of
them fucking
heat up.
That shit probably really didn't hurt, though.
No, bro, that was a drop.
It been some shit that really didn't hurt.
Higher than a fucking basketball room.
I'm telling you, she hopped up. If something hurt, you stay in there. Because it been times I could have hopped up.
You ain't hurt.
That bitch said, boom.
And she stayed there.
That's what I'm saying.
It ain't like she got up. She stayed there and twerked. Her fucking knees.
Why shorty ain't helping? She come down. I'm talking about her neck went all the way back. Like,
oh shit.
Now ladies just flop back and she went into a split. I'm like, oh. I'm not even recording this murder scene. I'm out. Yeah,
that's what
I went to some joint on Islandy. They had strippers in there, though.
Where?
It's like a garage, I think.
That's what it's called, Fisher or something.
That's what it's called? You know what I'm talking about?
That's what it's called.
No, it was down there on like Fifth and Island or something.
Special kind of guy.
Nah, stripper joint.
Yeah, dude.